Gordy and Maz. The Hit Breakfast
Show. Another day, another podcast.
We've really reached a milestone in our on-air relationship today, Gordy, because you witnessed me on the toilet.
Oh, yeah, this is the camping bucket toilet. Yes. What'd you think? Comfier than it looks, right?
You bought a bucket toilet for your van as you are a van ambassador.
Yeah.
And it's a great item to have for the van life.
If you're in the middle of nowhere and you've got to go, you've got to go. This beats the bush. But it's basically just a bucket with a toilet seat on it. You put a bag inside. And, mate, I'm all about it. I'm not all about cleaning it.
No, but not you're afterwards. About using it. Yes. But you did ask me to test drive it.
Yeah, and review, please.
It's so comfy.
It's good, isn't it?
It felt weird being in a studio environment, sitting on a bucket that's a toilet.
Well, you did say off air, leave it in the studio.
Well, it's convenient.
It is convenient.
You know, and then we don't have to go all the way out there, round there, in the thing, out, you know.
Put it behind the board with all our ideas.
Some privacy.
Just some privacy. You go over there.
That's where some of our ideas should actually go.
That's where they go.
In the toilet.
Not these ones today on the show, though.
No.
So I gave that to my wife, Jamie. I recorded the audio. Wait till you hear that in the podcast today.
Gold.
She loved it.
Gold. Also, we love hearing from parents on a Tuesday about their toddler tales, what those little mini drunk humans are getting up to. Oh, my gosh.
If you've got a toddler tale, hit us up anytime you like through the socials. Hit NSW Breakfast. Tell us what it is. We'd love to get you on the show. And what is it? It's hashtag Gordy for BBVIP.
No, it's too much.
It's underway.
That's too much of... Hashtags need to be catchy. They need to be easy to remember. That is just way too much information in a hashtag.
GBBVIP.
That's better.
All letters.
GBBVIP.
I think that could be the hashtag.
All capitals?
Yep.
And it stands for Gordy Big Brother VIP.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that works.
Get on that. It is day two of it. And look, do the people get behind me, because we put it to some audience research today just to see what the people think. Would they watch...
Overwhelmingly positive, one negative comment.
One guy really went to town.
And do you know what is so funny about that, Gordy?
Yeah.
Is that it wouldn't have mattered if we took 100 calls of people going, I would watch you, I wouldn't even watch Big Brother, but if you're in the house, I would watch it. You only remember the negative comment. That one negative comment from Stuart. I just know that it's going to be present in your brain for the next 24 hours.
I hope everyone enjoys the podcast except Stu. He can get stuff. No, it was good. He brought some value. Are you going to hear that in the podcast today? It's our journey to BBVIP. Will we get there or not? That's the question, Maz.
I want to see you in that house, mate.
You just want to get rid of me for a few weeks. I know your plan. Enjoy the podcast.
It's time for Toddler Tales.
We do it weekly because there's just so many on 13, 10, 60.
Well, there's a lot of kids.
Yeah.
And they do some wild things. And you can give us a call and let us know. Get it off your chest. You might feel a bit better. Larissa in Edelong. Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Tell us about your toddler.
So I went to pick my daughter up from preschool and they're like, so we did yoga today. I'm like, yep. And I said, well, Lexi wasn't wearing any underwear. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Okay. So she's got this going on at the moment. Not loving the underwear bit. That's fine. I'll make sure she's wearing it next time. And a couple of days later, we're out at the shop and we're sitting in a food court and she's squirming and I'm like, what is wrong with you? You've got hands in your pants. She's gone, no, Mum, I'm not wearing any. And she jumped up and proceeded to flush the entire food court.
Oh, my God.
Just not
so
loving the underwear.
No, she did not love the underwear bit.
That's great.
The toilet training. But from that moment on, it was leaving the house. You've got your keys, you've got your phone, you've got your wallet, you've got like, your underwear.
It's a must-have. I mean, the kids need to learn this at an early
amazing.
Age. Yes.
See, because it's cute when you're 3 and you flash a food court. When you're 33, not so awesome.
And trust me, I've tried it. Does not go down well. Ashley in Hamlin Terrace on 13 10 60. Welcome to the show with your toddler tales.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Good, hun. What's your toddler tale?
Okay, so my toddler tale is about my now almost 15-year-old.
Yes.
She was 3 and a half. at the time. I was doing like all mothers do, having a general bubble bath, having their chill out, relaxing time, generally being bombarded with their kids, as most mothers can relate to.
Got it.
So I was having a conversation with my child. About half an hour, 20 minutes went on. I went to get up out of the bath and empty the bath water. She's gone running out to her father uncontrollably, screaming, going, "Dad, Dad, 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 you need to come see Mum. Quick, you need to come see Mum." So her father and her come running back into the bathroom and he's going, "What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong?" And he said, "Mum's bum has split. Mum's bum has split."
Oh, my God.
So instantly, me and my partner looked at one another and was like, okay, not so much about the fact that she's worrying about Mum's bum split. How are we going to have this conversation at 3.5?
How do you have that conversation?
It was very hard and very awkward, more or less trying to explain that it's okay, Mum's bum is not split, but just explaining the other details is a little harder. So
yes.
And yeah, but she's now 15, so I tell her that story all the time, and hopefully she can tell her children, and if she doesn't, I'll be making sure I get in on that.
Ashley, the danger, the only danger with trying to explain anatomy to a 3.5-year-old is that they're such little parrots. They repeat everything that you've
done twice before, family occasions, family events. Yes, it's happened, but hey, I can laugh it off.
And I'm sure your now 15 or 16 year old loves you telling this story on the radio. She goes to school this morning. That'd be great.
For her teens, yep, she does. Her mom has just come back.
You keep telling that story, Ashley. That's a cracker. Leah, you can see hello.
Hi.
Hey, mate.
What's your toddler tale?
So my nearly 3-year-old, we all had a bout of gastro at the end of January.
Super
all four of us. It was great. A few days after all the vomiting stopped, my nearly 3-year-old ran up to me, farted, and went, "Oh, Mum, I've shit myself." And he had, in fact, shit himself.
It happens.
Yep.
And technically, I don't want to pull you up on a technicality, Leah, but that is actually referred to as a shart. So your kid got it wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Correct your kid next time, please. They need to learn from a very young age. Oh, got me by the van. The camper van that I bought after one day of camping. It was actually on the way to camping. I got so excited.
I haven't heard about the van for a while. You're a van ambassador.
I'm a van ambassador, yeah.
For hashtag van life.
That's right. And I have a pickup date for the van. I went and checked it out the other day at Campercraft.
Yeah, cool.
Luke's running me through it there.
How's
and it's
it
got,
going?
It's got, the shelves in it now.
Ooh.
Yeah, the bed's being put in.
Yes.
The floorboards are all down. It's got very fancy floorboards now.
That's
it's all
epic.
Coming together.
Have you got? Are you going to have a little kitchenette in there so you guys can like have a cup of tea?
Absolutely,
and
we are.
Do all your feeding.
Yeah. So I went and bought the, what did I get the other day? I went and bought a fridge.
Like a mini bar.
Like a mini fridge that plugs in and will keep stuff cold from Freddy's camping
it
and fishing.
It sounds like it's going to be quite luxurious.
It is. And so, yeah, we've got the cooker. We're going to be able to pull that out. We're going to shower. It's all happening.
My gosh.
I've got a pickup date. This is the official date.
When are you getting the van?
That we will be able to pick up the van.
Oh, hang on. We're calling it by the wrong name.
Vanny DeVito.
Thank you.
Vanny DeVito's being put on the side, by the way.
It
I
is not.
Yeah, I believe it is.
Everyone's
going to
know that it's you.
That's an option.
That's cool.
May the 10th. Monday, May the 10th is the pickup date.
Yeah.
Locked in, ready to be picked up.
Are you going straight on a road trip? What are you doing?
Yeah, we're planning a mid-year one to Adelaide, SA. So that's
cool.
Being worked out at the moment. That's a 17-hour drive.
New South Wales to South Australia is a decent drive for the van.
But look, Maz, it's not all glamour for Vanny DeVito.
Oh,
it's
no.
just not. I mean, yeah, there's fridges and showers and cookers and beds, and that's all great stuff. But I came home from Freddy's camping and fishing with a little gift for Jamie the other day.
Oh, okay. Oh, you bought it in.
I bought it in.
You love a show and tell.
I do love a show and tell. I'm just gonna bring it up here. You can explain what I've got here. So this is
bucket.
This is a bucket. Yep.
Just, it says it's bucket. Oh.
Yeah. I mean, on the long drives.
It's a bucket toilet.
Yeah, with a little toilet seat on there like that. So.
What do you mean?
You just. That's you just put that there
you
and
just crap in that?
You just sit on the bucket, which has a toilet seat on it, by the way.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then that sits up. And then if you're in the middle of nowhere with no public toilets, there's a little bag that goes in there. It's quite comfy, this little bucket.
You bought your wife a bucket toilet.
A bucket toilet. It's pretty glamorous, isn't it, for the van?
I mean, it's necessary.
It is.
It's an essential item because, you know, you've got to go when you've got to go.
You tell me if Jamie loved it or not. This is the audio I recorded when I presented her with her glamorous bucket toilet.
Got you a gift for the van.
Oh, a bucket toilet with a lid.
Yeah.
So you want me to do my business in that?
That is the van toilet.
No way. Yeah. And then what do you do with it?
It's got a seat and it's got...
Oh, that is so disgusting.
Well, that's what they are.
But what do you do with that?
You put it in like a rubbish bag.
Oh! So, shotgun not picking up your...
No, you do the business in the bag and then you just take the bag out and you dump it somewhere, like in the bin or dispose of it somewhere proper.
So that is so disgusting.
That's your gift.
It's my gift. Thanks so much. You're so thoughtful.
Your bucket toilet.
Thank you.
I don't know if Jamie's cut out for the van life just yet.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
If you can train Patch to do his business on that thing, you're winning at life.
Gaundy and Maz.
Guys, what an amazing moment for our family. Little Jake, my stepson, he's playing footy this season. It's the first sort of team sport thing that he's really kind of gotten into. And he scored his first try on the weekend.
Yay! That's standing ovation stuff, that. That's a big life moment, to be honest.
It's a huge milestone. It's a big life moment for Jake.
Is he any good?
He's fast.
He's very good, is he?
He's got these long, skinny legs, and he just takes off.
Are you already thinking like future rugby league star or rugby union star?
He wants to play footy.
Does he?
When you ask Jake what he wants to do when he gets older, he goes, I either want to be a pilot or a rugby star.
We all say that at the age of 9.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
I'm like, they're two very different things, darling. But hey, for now, because he cannot fly stuff in his spare time, he's playing rugby.
Dedicated.
But it's a big moment for Jake. But I think this is an even bigger moment for Glenn.
Absolutely.
It's like number one son, first try, second game. Like, this is really good stuff. So we were debriefing about it and I wanted to, because I wasn't there. I had to look after Henry, who just is not ready to sit on the sidelines for more than 20 seconds. And so Glenn was sort of explaining the dynamics of the team and like who the embarrassing parents are.
Ooh,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. Take a listen.
How did Jake go at football?
Did excellent.
What happened?
He scored his first try. It's his second game. And scored his first try. There is an embarrassing mum there. It's the mum of Kimmy, one of the other boys. And she's always super embarrassing for him. Oh. I love you, Kimmy.
Name and shame.
Seriously.
Well. What do you say? When you say embarrassing, do you mean there's always that one parent that's up and down the sidelines yelling and screaming at their kid, giving it to the other team?
So Glenn would have said at this point it was Kimmy's mum that was the embarrassing parent. Like there's the one kid on the team with the super embarrassing parent. Until the moment that Kimmy passed the ball to Jake.
Yes.
And then this happened.
I see Kimmy run across field and he gives Jake the ball. And Jake just takes off on about a 50-metre line. He takes off and he's fast. And all of a sudden, he is outrunning everybody. And I jump the rope. I'm on the sideline yelling out, go, Jake, go, Jake, go, Jake. And then I realised how embarrassing I was and turned around and walked sheepishly back to where I was. There's a rope that partitions all the parents off from the sideline.
And you jumped it.
And I jumped the rope and... Yeah, it was going crazy on the sideline. And then it was so embarrassing.
And then when you got back to the parents, what did they all say?
Oh, Kimmy's mum was like, you're worse than I am.
No shame in it, I say.
Get involved. I am all for it. I said to Glenn, I'm like, you be that embarrassing dad. Like, you humiliate your son on that football field when he does well. And Glenn was saying that it's like something takes over your body. When you're a parent and you see your kid achieve something, it's like you just have this out-of-body experience. He jumped the rope. There's a barricade to stop parents getting on the field. Glenn jumped over the rope and ran up the field.
Do you think it's just a first try thing because it was the first, or do you think this is going to be an ongoing thing?
I'm going to the next game find out if it's a first try thing or an every try thing.
I think it might be every try thing.
I want to talk to parents on 13 10 60. Are you this embarrassing parent on the sideline like my husband Glenn? I want to encourage you to just go there and be the embarrassing parent because we could laugh about it, but I think your kids will value it when they're a bit older, I hope.
Gaundy and Maz. Because the rain is going to raid, 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 raid.
Back in the news, and it's great news for New South Wales.
This is huge news. It's the biggest film production ever to hit New South Wales. Furiosa, which is the prequel to the Mad Max trilogy, is being filmed. Super exciting. But how do we feel about Mad Max in general? Because I remember watching Fury Road in 2015 and I was like, nope.
Yeah, we love talking movies on this show, and I'm right there with you, Maz. I watched it and went, this is a horrible movie. I would give it 1 out of 10.
For you, Gaundy, like, what was the thing that was the worst part?
Well, it's just a lot of this. Take a listen. This is the whole movie. Witness, witness! It's 2 hours of that.
It really is. It's a lot of yelling. Can't really understand what's going on. There's so much dramatic music and like random guitar solos. It's hectic.
Vanessa, you're a super fan, are you? You love the Mad Max movies.
Morning, Gaudy. Morning, Maz.
Hey, Dallin.
You're knocking on my show.
Sorry, babe.
Movie,
you guys. What do you love about it?
Come on, 1 out of 10. You're kidding, Gaudy.
Sorry, mate. I'm just being honest with you. Barely a 1. I had to switch it off.
Bring the numbers up, mate.
I'll give you a 2 at best if you can talk me up on the movie. So what is it you love about it? Did Mel Gibson rope you in originally?
Well, look, I had a few friends work on the set back in 1979 when Mad Max was filmed down in Broken Hill.
Yeah.
And I was actually doing drama as a young kid, and I actually tried to get into being into the cast to being in the background.
Yeah, like an extra.
Yeah, like an extra.
So we're chatting to someone that was almost an extra in the first movie. This is special, Vanessa.
That's a claim to fame.
It is special. But with that Fury Road, guys, what they did is back in when they made that movie, back in Broken Hill, they actually had to change the set and take it over to Africa because the greenness that was actually at Broken Hill was too green. It wasn't dusty enough.
Right.
So they actually took the set over to Namibia in Africa and filmed the rest of the film, the movie.
You know your stuff.
I do.
Can you tell us why you love the movies, other than the location change?
I love a few Australian movies. Mad Max is one of them. It's just, I think Mel Gibson, that sort of, kicked him off, to being a good actor and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. And he really made fame, I suppose, from that movie. I just love them. I just love the movies. I just think they're a good, they're all good stories.
If you grew up on them, I think you're roped in from the original one.
Well, then the next one you love. Personal connection too.
Well, look, Chris Hemsworth's one, that's not going to come out till 2023.
Yeah. That's right.
And they say that the box office for that may reach about 385, 400 mil. Whereas the first one, that was only 100 mil they made at the box office.
Yeah, right. You should apply to almost be an extra on the next movie.
You should, Vanessa.
That'd be nice.
Or do the PR for it, because you know your stuff, babe.
Absolutely.
I've got to ask this question before we go.
Yeah.
Who's hotter, Hemsworth or Mel Gibson back in his day?
We'd have to say Hemsworth. We'll go Hemsworth.
Ooh. We'll go Hemsworth. Imagine if you're almost an extra on that movie and
Mel might slap me for that.
Mel might slap me for that. Oh my God.
Ouch.
No,
okay.
Let's not do that. Wow, Vanessa.
Ooh,
I mean, jeez.
Right. Let's move on.
In a good way, hopefully. Thanks for the call. I've put my hand up for Big Brother VIP. That's it. I'm going to say it.
Yeah, you want to be a housemate.
I put it up. We discussed it yesterday off the back of a suggestion from someone in the media biz.
Look.
They said you should give it a crack, and you know what? We're gunning for it. We're going to go for it, Mass.
I think you are the perfect housemate candidate for Big Brother VIP, and here's why. First of all, it's your favourite of all of the reality TV shows, and that's genuine.
It's the only one that I've actually filled out an application form for once, but I got to the end of the 3-hour application and it refreshed and it set it back to zero and I almost threw my laptop off the balcony.
That's super frustrating.
And I was like, that's a sign. You know what it was a sign for? Not to go on that particular one, but to go on this one.
Exactly.
This is the thing. So,
also,
yes.
Lovely, just a bit of a cheer in the background there. Gemma from Big Brother Season 1 is your auntie.
That's right.
So you've already, there's already a connection there.
Runs in the family.
Do you work behind the scenes on a season or two?
2014.
2014 season, yeah. Which Tim Dormer.
No, he was the pro. He was the one.
After that?
Before that. I came after Tim and bought the couch from the house.
They're all the same. They're all doing the same thing now on Instagram. It doesn't matter. But point is,
who won our season, actually? I think it's
you've been
Ryan.
There.
Ryan won. Yeah, Ryan was the winner.
Ryan from Big Brother won.
But here's the thing, you've got these genuine connections
to the show, and it feels like you've been on this journey. And the ultimate prize for you would be getting into the house and being a genuine housemate.
And look, I'm not sitting here saying I'm any kind of celebrity, but they're not calling it Celebrity Big Brother. They're calling it Celebrity VIP.
Yeah.
And do I cut the mold for that even? That's the question. Yeah.
You have given yourself many titles over the years, Gordon.
Yes, this is true.
I feel like, yes, if you think you're a VIP kid, you are a VIP.
That's fine by me. Let's give it a solid crack. But here's the thing, and I can't believe I'm asking this question on our radio show. But
do you want me to ask it instead?
Maybe you ask it, because we need to do our own audience research here.
Okay.
To send to Channel 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is legit.
I'm doing this for the people, guys.
This is legit. 131060. If Gordy was a housemate on Big Brother VIP, would you watch the show? That's the question. That's all we want to know. This is just a little bit of research.
Yep.
It's like we're doing a census. Like we're just gauging the tone of New South Wales on like how fascinating you would be to watch as a housemate. And if that's going to draw in a whole new audience, we can give that information to the production company. And then, dude.
Yeah, look, I mean, if you listen every morning to the show, 131060 right now, even if you want to just call up and I'll cut this bit out if we send it to Channel 7, fake your enthusiasm and then I can use...
Now,
I can use that to send to Channel 7. I'll cut this bit out of the bit I send.
I prefer genuine.
Genuine's a good place to start.
Good.
I like genuine.
But fake it till you make it, that's the whole thing too. So 131060, if Gordy was a housemate on Big Brother VIP, are you watching the show? Are you throwing a party with all of your mates and getting out the popcorn and the pretzels to watch our friend Daniel Gaund?
Do you think anyone will call and say no? Do you think anyone will call and go, nah, not going to watch?
Why now? That's why we throw it out there.
Audience research.
Wendy's called through. Hey, Wendy.
Hi, guys.
Would you be watching the show if Gaundy was on it?
I would literally only watch it if Gaundy was on it.
There you go. Oh, as in you wouldn't watch it if he wasn't.
No.
Well, this is good.
I used to watch it all the time, and I even got to one of the last rounds to get in.
Oh, really?
And then I kind of totally went off it. But, yeah, I think I'd watch it again if Gaundy was on.
Can I ask this question? What sort of stuff did they get you to do to get into the house if you came so close?
They like really big personalities. So whatever your personality is or whatever you can bring, you have to times it by, 1,000%.
Okay, so go OTT on it, you reckon? Just sort
You're
of...
low-key guy.
Bring the Gaunt.
That's what they want, yeah.
Hey, Maz, I get paid for my personality 6 to 9 weekdays here on Hit.
But you're a chiller.
That's all right. They need a mix of people in there. They don't need everyone that's sort of in your face.
So you're not going to be like the over-the-top, extroverted, loud, annoying housemate. You're going to be the guy in the hot tub having D&Ms.
Well, no, that's the thing. And I can steer all these different housemates in different directions, I get in their ear and then I go to the other one.
Yes.
And my game plan would be just to attach myself to the biggest name possible because they're going to get the most airtime. So I'll be hanging out with whatever overseas.
I haven't even considered, who else would be in the house.
If they got a big name celebrity from overseas.
Like an overseas person.
I'm making friends with them and I'm attaching myself to them because that's how you get the airtime.
That person is like a train wreck that you would just find super frustrating to hang out
with? Even better. You just got to attach yourself and go through it. Ashley from Lizzaro's called the show on 131060. Morning, Ash.
Morning.
Dare I ask the question, would you watch me on Big Brother?
100%.
Yes.
I haven't watched Big Brother since the Twin Imposters were on it at all.
Oh. Uh-huh.
But, like, you're with us every morning in the car on the way to school. You may as well be in the lounge room every night.
Exactly. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to get bookended by Gaundy in the car in the morning, in the lounge room in the evening.
What I'm getting here, what I'm getting a sense here is that we're bringing new listeners to the show, new viewers to Big Brother.
To Big Brother.
Yeah, at night. These are people that are saying that they wouldn't watch the show unless I'm on it. Send this to Channel 7. We need to send it off.
All chicks so far. Yay. All chicks want to watch you on the telly.
Thank you, Ash, for calling the show.
Rachel, hello.
Hello.
Hey, Rach, are you going to watch Big Brother VIP if Gaundy's a housemate?
100%. He's the best.
He's the best.
God, I love you guys.
Yes, this is so good.
This is quality stuff.
Okay, great.
What
do we do with this now? Like, where do we go? Like, so we've got a bunch of people that were like, you know what? Not super interested in the show, but if you put Gaundy in there, tuning into every episode.
This is great audience research, which we're doing to send off to Seven. Now, Rach, it does say here we've met once. Where did we meet and did it go well? Whereabouts?
Yes, it went really well. We got a photo together as well.
Oh,
where were we?
At the Bayview.
The Bayview. Love that.
Nice little watering hole.
Absolutely. All right. Rach. One more. Let's go one guy because we've had all girls.
So
let's round out with Stu.
Hey, mate.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Stu.
So good.
Don't tear me down, man. I've had three really positive calls. I don't know where you're going with this, but what's your take?
No, I wouldn't watch it.
Oh, Stu, there's got to be one. There's got to be one, doesn't there? Well, I'm cutting this out. We're not sending this to Seven.
Hey, Stu. This is balance.
Come on, man.
That's what this is.
We're statewide here. This is New South Wales. Griffith, they're not getting behind
me? Just a flat out nah.
Not getting behind me, Stu?
Nah, not at all.
Any reason why? Just nah, not
doesn't
nah, doesn't matter.
You snore. I don't like people to snore loud. So that's it.
I am a snorer.
Stu should go in there.
And this is what I'm worried about. Maybe I need Stu with me just to sort of, as we're in there, he just sort of tells us how it is.
Like a buddy system.
Yeah, you know, like a buddy system, Stu. What about that if I roped you in there with me? Would you come with?
Hell no.
Hell no, no, he's out.
You ready? Gaundy and Maz. The Hit Rank the Show.